This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck 4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
The boys are back in town indeed.
Yes, they are.
Hugh Joseph with you and Jason the legend, Mazza. Jason Mazza, filling in for Doc Brown again. How are you, Ledge?
I'm great, mate. I mean, I'm still here. I came back.
It's a good start.
Yeah, it's a good start.
Really good start. We're glad you're back. So we can confirm now that we've got you every Tuesday for February?
For February, yes. Brilliant. I have signed up to that, so yeah.
How you feeling about it?
Good, yeah, it's always, I mean, look, to be honest, you're so good at this that obviously I am always intimidated here, sitting across from you. You're the better looking man, you've got the charm, you've got the charisma, so it's a daunting experience here, but at the same time, you offer a lot of love and a lot of guidance, and, you know, we have fun, and that's the most important thing.
You're acting right now, aren't you?
Yeah, you bastard.
They say you can never trust an actor, yeah. But you can, because I guess in life we're all acting at some point or another,
my God,
aren't we?
That's so profound.
Is that too deep?
That was really...
That was a little bit too deep.
Let's be honest, that's about as highbrow as it's going to get for the rest of the
100%,
show.
100%. For 100%. Sure. Hey, we're definitely still going to stay on the whole... want to find you a date?
Yeah, I can update that there hasn't been any movement on that, other than the fact that I did sit next to Margot Robbie.
Oh, did ya?
Yeah.
Oh, and she's brilliant.
Yeah, obviously from Wolf of Wall Street and the upcoming...
Well, suicide. More importantly, Neighbours.
Yeah.
Far more importantly,
to be honest, that was the first thing that I thought when I saw it.
Of course.
And then, obviously, I was with some friends and they were sort of egging me on to go and speak to her because quite clearly she was giving me the eye.
Was she really?
So, yes.
Yeah? Of course she was.
I didn't go over.
Oh, why?
I just thought, you know what, I'll probably, hopefully, bump into her in a couple of years in a different scenario, and it'll be, you know, probably at the Oscars or something. What's happening?
Oh.
Didn't want to ruin it, so I was thinking long game. I've
never met her, only just, obviously, no, she was very famous in Australia, but because she was on Neighbours.
Did not all Australians know each other? I thought that was just a thing.
That's exactly where I was going with that, because most people do assume that. But from what I've heard from people that have worked with her or have known her for a while, like, she's, like, super, super down to earth, and even now, I believe last thing I heard was that even though she's been in like Wolf of Wall Street, she was in that movie is it Hustle with Will Smith?
Focus,
a big part. Close. Yeah. Yeah. As far as just plucking words out of this guy,
I'm just gonna go with Hustle.
That's actually what I just did.
Yeah.
But apparently she still like does the Aussie thing and shares with six girls in Clapham.
That's pretty. I've heard that as well. And she, you know, I suppose the only downside is that she is a Fulham fan, football fan.
Oh yeah.
So you know you can't have everything. But no. But she was she was great. She looked great.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
She's quite hot.
She's pretty attractive. Well, we definitely still want to try and get you some dates. So
yes.
What I've done is I've got a surprise guest is going to be joining us on the line in about 10 or 15 minutes. All I can tell you is that this lady is not only a sex and relationship completely professional. In fact, I will give you this much. She's on telly a lot. All right, that's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you any more than that.
Okay.
She is on we have gone right to the top on this one, mate.
There's been no expense spared.
Absolutely no expense spared. We have got straight to the top. All right. We've got a relationship counselor to the stars, which you are. You're a star. You're a star. So we've got someone joining us. Then they're going to give you all the tips you need.
Well,
apparently.
I feel like this could be a life-changing show.
Will be.
It could be that moment where this is just going to be the start of something, a very different Jason Mazza.
This is very, very, very different. Very different. This is good. So that's going to be coming up in about 15 minutes. But after 5 as well, we have we have another star and a personal friend of yours is going to be joining us.
Yes, I've got my friend Louisa Litton who's coming in, and she's just been nearly killing herself on the slopes with the Channel 4 show, The Jump.
Yeah.
But she's a great actress. She was in EastEnders and she did a stint in The Bill and she's done some British movies now. So she's literally flown in, as far as I'm aware, this morning.
Oh.
I'd like to say just for us. It's not just for us. She's come home. But
you could have acted just then. And
yeah, because she's flown in straight from Austria just for us.
Great time to act, just saying.
But but that show, like, I saw the first episode and I want to ask her loads about it because it just looks insane. I think everyone on the show has been like properly injured, and I'm not just talking about, oh, I've got a little bruise. I'm like horrifically injured, so hopefully we'll get the lowdown on what really went on.
Can't wait. It's such a terrifying show. Because I've snowboarded a few times and I can do it very, very basically. Like, I can go down, down, which is a good start.
Yeah, that's
for,
all, yeah.
For on the, when you're on the slopes, but I can't do like any jumps or anything like that. So even the thought of going off something like that on the jump is just it's almost too much.
That's what I think is the problem, is that the skiing and snowboarding side of things, I think they all seem to be okay with it. It's more when they go, right, now we want you to nearly kill yourself doing this trick, and that's when it's all going Pete Tong.
Not right at all.
No.
Not right at all. I look forward to that. It's good. You're doing a great job, mate. You're bringing all your friends on the show. And
yeah, it's lucky it's only for 4 weeks, because otherwise I'm definitely running out.
Run
after
out of
that.
Friends? Yeah. Are you even going to be pushing it after three
to be honest, I'm worried about next week. I'm like, who can I?
Shit. Yeah. Got to make some new friends real quick.
Yeah, really quickly.
How have you been anyway? You had a good week?
Yeah, it's been a good week. It's been fun, actually. Went to the theatre. Yeah, that was fun.
I saw
a show called Dangerous Liaisons at the Donmar, and I genuinely recommend it. It was it's Dominic West, who is like McNulty from The Wire. He's awesome. And when I heard the title and I saw the costumes, and I was thinking it was going to be some period play, and I was going to be like, I'm really not going to enjoy this. But yeah. I had a couple of friends in the show who were brilliant. And but actually, this play inspired the movie Cruel Intentions.
The one with
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's awesome. And like, they don't hold back in this play. I mean, it's like full on, it's sexy, it's fun, it's naughty. So I had that great moment at the end of the show when you sort of, you know, catch up with your friends, and I just didn't have to lie. You know, when you go, "How? So what did you think of the show?" And you're like, "Oh my God, that was the worst thing ever." It was interesting. Well done for getting it on. I didn't have to do any of that. So it was great. I genuinely could say I loved the play. So if you can get tickets, then you should go and see it. It's Dangerous Liaisons at the Donmar Warehouse Theatre. Yeah. So.
Do you feel like in a situation, like if you've just seen someone's play that was a bit not to your liking or a bit shit, or maybe you've seen someone do some sort of performance or something like that, is there any circumstance where you would be honest?
Yes, I am the worst.
If you didn't like it,
yeah. If I didn't,
I'm
like
sorry.
It,
I'm just, only saying if you didn't like it, would you?
Yeah.
I
think especially if they're friends, I sort of say, listen, you were great because. They probably would be if they're my friends.
Yep.
I don't.
Of course.
I don't hang around with untalented people.
I wouldn't be friends.
No joke. So you were great, but let's be honest, the show just didn't really work, did it? And I think, you know, there's a sort of honesty on that. And I think you can't just slate something.
No.
But if you're being honest, and almost every time I think someone is aware, if they're in a show or if they're in a movie or a TV show, and we can all hold our hands up and go, you know what? Yeah, it didn't quite work, did it? It didn't quite do what we wanted it to do. But, honesty is good.
And you want your friends, like your close people, your close circle and stuff, to be honest with you. And, like, you know, because it's hard to see, like, especially when you've worked on something for ages and then you're in the middle of it, you can't see it from an outside perspective. So getting someone you trust around, I guess, is probably a nice thing as well.
Yeah, for sure. And we have to, obviously, I have to do that a lot with, you know, in the movie process, that when we're in the edit, which we are now for Brotherhood.
Sick.
You know, I'll get people in, and, you know, you're sort of, you feel very vulnerable because you go, look, have a look at this movie that you know is not the best it's going to be. And then you're reliant on your friends to sort of, you know, be honest and go, look, it's great, but we can improve this. The worst thing, it's not benefiting anyone at that stage. If someone comes in and goes, oh, it's brilliant, it's the best thing I've ever seen. So sometimes with art, it's good to have people come in and be honest and go, look, this is, you know, it's
shit.
Not perfect.
That was really shit. That was really bad. I feel like you've just stolen like an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back. Yeah. And I hate you. I kind of hate you now. That's how I feel. Thanks, bro. I really appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Thanks, Mum. I love you, Mum. Yeah. So sweet. Hey, do you know what? Just talking about, because you said you're in the post-production now of Brotherhood.
Yes.
Do they ever, is there any circumstances where they'll let actors go into post-production and contribute to editing, or is it just kind of like a thing where you just stay away 100%? Or
I think in most cases, never.
Ever.
Unless you are sort of Denzel or Will Smith,
yep.
You know, or Tom Cruise, then, I mean, most of them are producers on their projects anyway, but if they're not, there will be some sort of clause, you know, to make sure that they sort of get in and have a little look. But again, it depends on the director. Like if you're doing a Martin Scorsese movie, you are not getting in that room because it's Martin Scorsese and he's a genius, so you can't come in and question that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it all depends on the director and the level of talent, but in most cases, in 99% of the cases, no way would an actor be allowed in the edit.
Have you seen that, the TV series Master of None? Master of None. What's his name? I forget. He's really, really funny comedian, American comedian. I can't remember his name. Sorry. But he is an actor and thing, and he goes. Shoots his feature film, and he's only got a very, very small role, and then invites his family and all of his friends down to the premiere, and they're all there. It's a big thing. They're waiting, and his scenes had all been completely cut from the movie.
Oh wow!
Does stuff like that ever happen?
Yeah,
that would be horrible.
Yeah, that does happen. Yeah, there's lots of stories. I think Kevin Costner, the first three movies that he did, he got cut from.
Oh, days.
Yeah, that's tough. And I remember it happened once to me. I think I was only about 18, 19, and I did a Nick Love film. That's a director that did stuff like The Football Factory and The Business. And the Sweeney with Ray Winston recently. And I did a film called Outlaw with him, so it was a big deal. So when I told people, I was like, guys, I'm doing this movie with Nick Love.
Yeah.
It's got Sean Bean in it. It's got Bob Hoskins. Boom. And then we did sort of just two scenes in it. And when it came to it, I didn't know that I'd been cut from the movie. And even, and so I had people go on the Friday, wasn't in it.
Oh,
wasn't in it.
That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh my God, was it because I was rubbish? And then I got a lovely letter from Nick, and there's a really nice piece on the DVD that he sort of mentions my name and explains why the section didn't make it in the movie. So I sort of felt better, but at the time you're like, I want to die. Like, I've told people I'm in this movie because I'm really proud of it and I didn't make it. Lessons learned, didn't do it again after that. So
how do you control that though? How can you?
You can't, other than if you, I'd say that if you're a small role in a big movie, like, just don't talk about it,
because
unless you are the lead, so many things can change.
Yep.
You know, look, if you're the lead in the film, then you're going to make the cut.
Yeah.
But if you're just coming in for two or three scenes, I just keep it humble, don't mention it, let it come out and do its thing. And once you know you're in it, then you can shout about it.
Oh no. So I had a little tiny role in an indie feature. What was it called? I can't even call it. What it's called now was Beautiful Devils, which is like a modern version of Othello, Shakespearean play. So I had like a little tiny role in the end of last year as a radio presenter. So I wasn't really acting or doing any acting. I was just literally there as like a radio TV presenter, interviewing a band sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then it was only literally, I was just on set for the day, and there's maybe five or six scenes or something like that. I told everyone! Woo! I'm probably going to get cut from it.
You're really going to get cut.
I'm definitely going to get cut.
No,
from
to
it.
Be honest, again, you know, you're just such a talent. I'm surprised that they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't start shooting the movie. Be like, hold on a minute. Who's this guy? He's so good. Oh. We need a rewrite. Let's make him the lead. That's what.
Yeah.
That's what they were thinking it probably.
Well, what I was thinking was I was on set thinking that any minute now someone's going to turn around and go, hey, can we just have a quick word? Do you have any fucking idea what you're doing at all? Any idea about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the kind of thing in film and TV and stuff, if they just say move on, you assume everyone's happy, I guess, but they're not going to come and pat you on the back and go, that was a great scene, man! Wow, you didn't really... So you just don't know. I just kind of fumbled my way through the whole day, just going, well, no one said anything, so I'm just...
Jack, mate, who does a show on this radio,
yeah,
he does a cameo in Brotherhood.
Sick,
so,
nice.
So I'm pretty sure he's going to make the cut,
yeah.
But we should probably announce it exclusively here. Once I know, once the picture locked, which means the movie's done,
yeah,
then I'll let you know whether he actually made it. But at the minute, he's in there.
Amazing!
Yeah,
that
very
is
good.
Sick
yeah.
news. Oh, we do love our Jack, mate.
He's very funny as well. Yeah.
He is very, very funny. He's doing great radio show. It's every Friday. It's 4 to 6 p.m. here on FUBAR.
It's not as good as this radio show.
But, I mean, it's just great. It's like, for us, looking at Jack, it's just great to see young people having a go. Do you know what I mean?
Just giving them opportunities. These young people from the street. You're just so giving at FUBAR.
Oh, we are. We are. We're very, very sweet. Okay, let's jump into it. First things first, I've got a special guest joining us on the line up next who is going to give you some amazing relationship advice and also sex advice, which I don't know if you need. I don't know. She'll be the judge of that.
She will.
Yeah. She's the relationship coach for everyone on Celebrity Big Brother as well. So she knows her stuff.
Wow.
She knows her stuff. Special guest. Hey, Super Bowl. Beyonce, did you catch that? Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Coldplay.
I heard it was pretty epic. I didn't see it, but I heard it's awesome.
It was. And this is when Beyonce, she dropped her latest tune called Formation, and this is it right here on FUBAR. Don't go anywhere. Up next, surprise for Jason Mazza. We have a very, very special guest joining us.
Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Yeah, I haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag. Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. I see it, I want it.
Bill Gates in the making.
I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
Yeah, I want it. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge.
The Tuesday Roundup.
Where you go at night, but the waves hit my head to think so. just lost the world war, and the scene slips away to the evenness I fake. It's a shit some world, cause I don't really want you, girl. But you can't be free, cause I'm selfish, I'm obscene.
That's Mike Snow, Genghis Khan on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you. And we've got Jason Mazza, the one and only filling in for Mr. Doc Brown. We have been actively trying to get Jason today, which we've had a few tweets saying, come on. He's well known. He's a good looking guy. How can he be trying to find dates? Surely this guy is beating girls off with a stick. Not that he should do that. That's a terrible thing to say. But, you know, Surely this guy is getting some action, but no.
You think, wouldn't you? You think.
All right. Well, so we are. Please do tweet us. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. If you want to go on a date with the main man himself, Mr. Jason Mazza, we're going to organise it for you, but you have to pick who it is, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, last week we did well because we got one come in. That was Paula.
Yeah,
who I think was more likely a Paul, but that was, you know, that's,
it was,
yeah, it was Paul.
It really
but that,
was,
but that was a start, and now you know, so if we can get two this week, then we're winning.
Yeah,
so
I reckon we can.
Fingers crossed.
I reckon we're going to be fine. But what we wanted, what I thought might be the better thing to do here first,
yes,
is to actually just to make sure you're really prepared, because we're going to start dating next week for you, even though it's after Valentine's Day, so it's terrible time, and I realise that. But we're going to start bringing the dates in next week. First things first, we need a trained professional to coach you. Who better? Who better in the UK, the world? The wonderful, amazingly gorgeous and talented Annabelle Knight. She's on the phone right now.
Oh my goodness, I have a lot to live up to. That was quite an introduction.
We absolutely adore you here at FUBAR. How are you, Annabelle? You doing well?
I'm very well. How are you?
We're great. So for people that I should just explain, I mean, you are a sex and relationships counsellor. You've got a show on ITV. You've been, I believe, coaching the Celebrity Big Brother contestants. You've been doing so many things.
Been.
So
I've been busy girl at the minute.
You are busy. How are you anyway? What's going on?
I'm very well. I'm actually, believe it or not, sprinting through my local town, desperate to. I'm picking up party supplies for my birthday on Saturday.
Oh, I must have missed the invite. It's weird.
I mean, we've only just met.
That's embarrassing. It got lost in the post.
Really embarrassing.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. Where's our invite?
Yeah. How embarrassing.
There are only 12 people coming. I don't have many friends.
Oh, two more right here, babe. Two more.
Let's make it a 40.
Hey, so you are definitely the person to be a relationship coach in this situation for Jason. Where do we start? Where do we start from here?
Tell me everything.
Well, I guess figuring out what it is Jason wants from a relationship. Are we looking for something short-term, something long-term, friendship and maybe more? Where are we in the whole hierarchy of importance when it comes to dating?
Well, I sort of feel like if you're going to do it, then you want to do it properly. So I'm thinking no pressure, but let's think, you know, Disney movies. Let's think, you know, the whole shebang. Marriage, kids, you know, I'm not, there's, yeah, let's, I'm thinking, let's
so
be optimistic.
We're looking for fantasy. Mrs. Right rather than Mrs. Right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like long term. Yeah. The end game.
How do you feel about, you know, the whole internet dating aspect?
See, this is the thing, I'm not big into that.
Approach.
Yeah, I'm just like the thought of Tinder. I'm not knocking. I'm sure Hugh's on it all the time.
I'm on it right now. I just don't get
it. Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? No, I just, for me, it's like I've not. You know, my friends have been, oh, go on Tinder, it'd be fine, and I've never done it. So I just sort of feel like it's more organic, just trying to meet people. You know, across your path. That's the way I feel. Hmm. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong. Maybe Tinder is the answer, and I'm just ignoring the obvious.
Yeah, I know a fair few people who have met on Tinder who are in very happy long term relationships, but I think on the whole, Tinder is more about an instant, intimate connection rather than a long term one.
Yeah, that's my feeling as well. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. So, what do you like doing? Are you looking? You want someone who's into the same things as you? Do you want the, like, opposites attract? Do you want someone who doesn't know anything about what you know and like? Or where are you in terms of what you want? Who you want?
There's just so many possibilities. I think definitely someone. This is amazing. I'm really enjoying this. This is. I feel like. I definitely need someone a little bit creative, because obviously I'm in a creative industry, so if they have an understanding of that, that'll be cool. And then someone relatively down to earth, obviously cute, that would be an additional bonus.
Yes, attraction is I will say 100% of what you need to start off with.
Yeah, because you got to have it in common. You both need to be really superficial for it to work.
See, this is why he was not.
sorry, I'll stay out of it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hugh, back off, mate. No, your opinion is very welcome. So, in terms of, you know, what it is you like doing outside of work, because you're in a creative industry, are you, you know, social butterfly? Do you prefer nights in?
I am partial for a night out. I do like the odd sort of bit of dinner out. Some drinks, so I am, you know.
Private jet, kilo of cocaine, just see where we wake up, you know, normal first date.
Yeah, like just end up in Vegas is my end of, I always feel that's a benchmark. If you can end in Vegas, that's a good way to end the first date. But you know, I also like going out, but at the same time, but then you need to get to know someone to do the other stuff. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to be cozy and you're going to be in.
Instantly you're not going to snuggle up on the sofa watching Breaking Bad for the fifth time in your lifetime.
Netflix and
which
chill.
I definitely haven't done.
Hey, just on that, actually, Annabelle, that's a really, really great little segue, because I've been speaking to some people that know Jason, friends of his and family. Well, maybe not family, so, but some friends and stuff like that.
Have you been speaking to my mother again?
No, yeah. No. Not until the restraining order. That's got another 18 months. But apparently, Jason, when it comes to sexy time, I'm not sure if you've done it before, but he apparently gets quite nervous and profusely sweats. How can you...
Sage. Sage is if you can get Sage tablets, you can buy them online, and they are fantastic.
There you go.
For helping to control sweating.
Hold on. Can we just say that this is completely made up? by Hugh. I think, you know, I don't want that going around.
Oh, Hugh, that's really mean.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
We're gonna have a serious, in-depth, personal conversation here, and you're ruining it with your tomfoolery.
Yeah, and I feel like we should get some testimonials sent in.
Yeah. Well, women, anyone changing the room with, if you could email in now, that'd be great.
That'd be much appreciated. Thanks.
So, Annabelle, what do you think about this? The idea that we're going to start doing next week for the last 2 weeks of Jason's with us is we're going to bring in blind dates and we're going to blindfold Jason so he can't see who he's talking to. He has to get to know them just first thing first.
Dating in the dark, I like it.
What do you think about that? Is that a good way to go?
Do you know, I think that's an absolutely fantastic idea. It will tell you within the first, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes whether or not you're going to get on with this person on a more social level, because you're taking away the aesthetics, you're taking away one of your senses, and when you do that, you heighten all the other senses, and with that comes a greater ability to decipher whether or not you actually like this person.
It could be like 10 or 15 seconds if they really stink. And if your other senses are getting heightened.
Yeah,
just
saying. Are you going to put a peg on his nose as well?
Yeah, we might have to put a peg on his nose.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's exciting then.
Hey, Annabelle, just from chatting to him for a few minutes, what do you think? He sounds like a nice guy, don't you think?
I think he sounds like a lovely guy. And it's very refreshing to hear guys say, you know what, I would like to meet someone who I can have a potential future with, rather than just... Oh, I just want to fuck her, mate.
Listen, you are definitely welcome back on this show anytime you like.
Love you so much.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Annabelle Knight, you're so amazing. We absolutely love you. How do you feel about that, Jace? That's pretty
I feel
pretty
inspired.
Hot tips, yeah?
I feel inspired, and I feel like hearing that from Annabelle makes me feel like I've got a chance.
You do.
So we'll just keep plugging away.
Yeah, if someone like you was to say, I don't have a chance, that puts the rest of us in a really bad light.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so. And I think also, like, you know, that blow my own trumpet, I think with me as wingman, he's pretty much going to be fine.
Doomed,
is that
the word you're searching for, Hugh?
Listen, Annabelle, last week he got me a phone conversation with what I thought was a woman that turned out to be a man, but other than that, it's been great. So, you know.
Oh, that's terrible. Fantastic entertainment, but I feel really sorry for you. Good luck.
Annabelle Knight, thank you so much. Please go and follow Annabelle on Twitter. I do as well. She's always posting up amazing things, and she you'll see her all over telly all the time. She's always on the telly. She's wonderful. Anything we can plug for you before you go?
I don't know. We are currently expanding, or working towards expanding, my sex toy range. So if anyone would like to buy an original item, they can do so at lovehoney.co.uk.
Amazing. Jason, anything there stick out that you might need?
Oh my God, so many possibilities. Now I'm like, I need to see the whole range. Where can I see it?
Get one of these. It's like Pokemon. You've got to catch them all.
For sure.
Brilliant. Oh, Annabelle Knight, thank you so much. We love you, and happy birthday, and good luck with your party.
Thank you very much. Well, have a fabulous week, and good luck, Jason.
Thanks, Annabelle.
Do you mind if we check in with you a bit later on in February, just to see how Jason's doing?
No, please do. I'm thoroughly invested in his romantic escapades now.
Great. We shall update.
Amazing.
Brilliant, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll follow you on Twitter, Jason. All right, have a fantastic day, and good luck with the rest of the show, guys.
Brilliant. Love you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Cheers. Love you, bye.
I think it's fair to say I just smashed that one out of the park. Wingman.
To be honest, that is, thus far, that's the best thing you've done by a country mile.
Country mile.
You got an actual expert on, so that's helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's embarrassed me, obviously, in front of any listener, but other than that, it's brilliant.
It's not embarrassing. Why, to find out that you're a sweater?
Yeah, I mean, it was great because I didn't know that. So the fact that you told me that is pretty cool. So thanks for that, mate.
Actually, the fact that I do know that is kind of wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do I know that and you don't?
So weird.
It's all right. It's going to go to a song real quick. Oh, you're on FUBAR. Up next, we're going to be talking about fake hotel names. People, they've checked in with some pretty crazy stuff. Jason Mads is going to have some stories on this. You're on FUBAR. That's the joint. That's the jam. Turn that shit up. Play it again. That's the joint. That's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again. That's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again. I like the way the rhythm makes me jump and move. It got to feeling that makes me wanna do my do. Got me feeling joy to my green sky blue. And when you hear a cup, baby doll, I know you. We're feeling, huh? Get up on the floor, start moving, son. Body parts stack, got brothers acting down. And they be acting down from the cut that's playing. People breaking neck from this demonstration. We about mass appeal, no segregation. Got black to Asian and Caucasian.
mash it up. Play it again. Let your body collide to the rhythm provided by the mind state affairs. Classified to make your heat up and flare. I swear, I serenade the soul and so beware. And what's happening here? Sequel to heavenly feeling, a peace of mind. Let your spine unwind. Maybe in time you can stop this crime. But until then, yo, I'ma rock a rhyme saying that's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again. That's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again.
It's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam. It's my groove, it's my feeling.
A chicken boom, a chicken beat after
the jam. It's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam. It's my groove, it's my meaning.
A chicken boom, a chicken beat after the jam. Got the state's appeal with the junk that's real. I don't need no steel to make my point. Get down and dirty, cause that's my joint. Ha, we preferably make our point through a nation we build off the musical field or a visual thrill. We do what we feel, any time or place, on stage in your face, orbiting in earth and outer space. Because we rock that shit, we flip that shit. We on some east coast, west coast, cosmic shit, some northbound shit, some southbound shit, some overseas London, out of town shit. Rocking the joint, rocking the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again, cause that's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again. That's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again. That's the joint, that's the jam. Turn that shit up, play it again.
It's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam. It's my groove, it's my feeling.
A chicken boom, a chicken beat after the
jam. It's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam, it's the jam. It's my groove, it's my meaning.
A chicken boom, a chicken beat after the jam.
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh yeah.
In my opinion, before they turn shit. Joints and Jams on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph with you. Jason Mazza filling in for Doc Brown. Hey, being an actor, and I don't want to always keep bringing it back to just being an actor, but it is an interesting profession, so there are things that I wanted to ask you about it. Have you, or do you ever know someone, maybe you've been on set, like, and there's been a big A-list Hollywood star or something like that, that has checked into a hotel under a fake name?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's really awkward for me because I'm so famous that I'm always having to do the old, oh, give him a little false name.
Yeah.
So that happens to me all the time. No,
have you ever done it though?
No, I've absolutely no need.
Even just
that.
For fun? Even just for fun?
No, I haven't. Although, if I did do that, then I would just be really stupid with it, you know.
What would you do?
Hi, it's Donald.
Donald?
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck, exactly, yeah. Right?
You just go you just go stupid. Or a classic, it's Peter.
Yeah.
Innes. And then that's P dot E. So I just go down
exactly.
the child, very childish, very silly yeah. names. You know, a bit like, you know, the old Bart Simpson and calling up the bar.
Yeah, 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 exactly, exactly. Yeah, 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 the old prank call. Because I was watching a movie the other day. You know, another one, Almost Famous, the old 70s one. I think it's kind of based in the 70s about groupies and a band that's just about made it and a young
Joe. Are they Almost Famous?
They're Almost Famous. How did you get that?
I don't know. Just
being in the industry, you probably just piece it together. Yeah, understand that kind of thing. So a lot of the bands where there was like your you know, your Led Zeppelins and your Creams and David Bowie, it's kind of during that sort of era. And they would all check in under things like, you know, something like Harry Houdini. Or, you know, something along the lines of that, you know what I mean? Just to give a fake name, because fans would just turn up at the hotel, obviously, and they'd find out where you are. And
again, I properly relate to that.
Of course.
It's just a nightmare. You know, you just try and have a quiet night away in a hotel, and then it's just like, me in One Direction, we're always talking about that sort of, those issues.
You poor guy.
I know, it's. I mean, look, I'll always give them time. It's just when it's so loud, the screaming from outside the hotel, it's just tough.
It's better. Well, I mean, you probably usually get a helicopter from the roof anyway, so you'd pretty much be fine.
Yeah, when it gets generally. Too much, I'm just like, let me get out of here.
This is great, because I do love that. I do love a good fake name at a hotel. And I was I was reading on Metro the other day about some Elton John's revealed some of his names that he's used over the years, which I thought were pretty amazing. So he's checked into hotels under names like Sir Binky Poodle Clip.
Is this genuinely
names that he's checked in at hotels under?
So, that was what? Sorry?
Sir Binky Poodle Clip.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
No one will have any idea.
Does that mean anything here? Like, that doesn't mean anything to me. Is that like a no?
I've got nothing. Nothing.
I really don't understand what Sir Binky Poodle Clip was, but I like that one.
Yes. I mean, that's not going to raise suspicion at all, is it?
No.
If I'm at the reception, hello. Yeah. What's the reservation? It's Pinkle. I can't even.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. How do you spell that?
Fine. Be fine.
Yeah, you're fine. No. No idea. No
totally
problem.
Totally fine. Totally fine. Another one was Fanny Beaver Snatch Clip.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. Could you imagine just like a complete coincidence? Someone turned up and they were like, oh, yes, Miss Snatchclit. It come through and then she got taken into Elton John's room going, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, that would be...
Same names.
Yeah.
Same names.
Yeah.
Sir Horace Pussy.
Is he really doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant.
He really is.
Yeah.
He really is. And then another one was... He really has a thing for vaginas.
Yes.
Marquis of Minge.
Which is ironic.
It is, right?
So.
It is.
Yeah. So what's the next one we got?
I'm just trying to piece together a joke in my head there. Yeah, it is ironic. He'll only go into one if it's in a hotel. It's a help. No, I don't know.
Yeah, leave it there.
I can't figure it out. Marquis of Minge, that's an interesting one. It's not really...
What's the name? Marquis of Minge?
Yeah, it's not like even remotely like a human's name. At all.
I've got to be honest, I don't know where you got this article from, yeah. But I'm not sure whether I... Hi, who's... It's Marquis. Yeah, okay. Marquis of Minge.
Of Minge.
Okay, right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just not sure who's buying that. And I'm assuming Elton is staying at quite nice places.
Yeah.
So they may, you know, I don't know.
It would be. But like if he's got people to call up and go, oh, yeah, hello, I'm just looking for a Marquis of Minge.
Yeah.
You'd be at the front desk going, yeah.
Maybe with an accent. Maybe we should try a different accent to see if it's... It's Marquis of Minge.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. I like that, actually.
Bonjour, it's Marquis of Minge. We want to book the hotel room. thank you. Maybe if he's doing that, then we'll get away with it. But not if he's, you know...
All right. Well, here's another name that Elton John used. And maybe you could do the accent for this. If you were checking in under Judas Fart.
Hello, I'd like to book a room. It's Judas Fate. Yeah, you see, how do you spell that? It's F-A-R-T.
E. With a E.
Yeah, with a E. Apostrophe E.
Apostrophe
E. Yeah, we'd be fine. Yeah. No, he's clearly putting on an accent and getting away with it. That's why.
Absolutely. I like this. If you were going to use a name, what do you reckon you would use? Would you go as Raw Dog as like Marquis of Minge, or would you just go like Pocahontas, something like that?
If it was me and I genuinely, you know, had to worry about being me, I'd want to just... do something under the radar, so you know, like just go, you know, oh, it's Ben Smith.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Right, exactly.
Yeah just because I don't want to draw attention.
Yeah,
because what Elton's doing, he's doing the complete opposite to going under. He's going more like, I'd be really concerned about who's going to turn up.
Yeah,
with those names. So I think he just doesn't care. Does he just doesn't care? Just does what he wants. Does Elton?
Well, if you actually on that tip of like, if it was, you know, concerned about people not knowing what was going on, you could really like fuck with the hotel staff and put stuff like drug dealer convention, no cops. You're checking under that name, something like that, just to really wig out the actual hotel staff.
Yeah. And then obviously I imagine Elton. Would have, I mean, I'm talking like me and Elton are best friends, so I know this is all factual stuff. No, I imagine that he would have a lot of interesting and unique requests.
Yes.
To go alongside the name.
Oh, exactly.
So
yeah.
Fanny Clip would want in the room, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. Fresh towels. A lot of fresh towels.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Good old Elton.
Hey, tweet us in at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know, if you were going to use a fake name to check into a hotel, what would it be? And then we might just pick our two favourite ones and call up a hotel right now and try and check in.
Should we see how far we get before they don't take us remotely seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That sounds like a really fun game. So yeah, get your tweets in now and we'll get up there all that shortly on FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Honesty and Legal.
Are we going to become gods? You know, there's hypothesis, isn't there, where, like, this is all, I don't know, this is all like a simulation or whatever. Like, also happiness. We're going to be able to tap into the brain to affect that part of the brain.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on technology and it merging? Because I think, like, some religious technology, they might fear it because it's going to mess with old traditions, whereas you embrace new shit, right?
I would love to see that question, or rather questions written out.
Yeah, yeah.
That was word for word. What was written down. Be amazing.
Oh, God.
Every Tuesday. Hosey and Needle. From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. Oofus boy, let me love boy, what you know. Oofus boy, let me love boy, what you know. Oofus boy, let me love boy, what you know. Oofus boy, let me love. Caught up in my taste.
It's Kiara Gold on FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, Jason Mazza with you. And we've got a pretty brilliant idea, we think, don't we, Jace?
Yeah, we think so, yeah. Last week, we cheered up a couple of people last week, didn't we? We called up the saddest town in the country, which is Blackpool.
Yeah.
So this week, I asked someone, well, asked the world of Twitter to let me know. And someone did send us someone they feel that needs cheering up. So I've got no idea whether they're going to answer, but we're going to give it a go.
We don't know who it is. We don't know nothing. Yeah. I mean, because it was such a good challenge last week, cheering up Blackpool, called two random businesses. You won the challenge 28-17 because we've got a minute You've got a minute to get as many compliments as you can.
Yes.
Winner takes all.
Yes.
Winner takes all. So this time, we had such a great time with Blackpool, we thought we're going to go to someone who truly deserves
it. Are we going to do it together, or are we going to just... I'm going to do it.
Shit before shovel, is that what they say? Jay's first.
Yes, let's do it.
So we're going to call it someone right now.
Yeah, I think his name is Josh. That's him, definitely not
that's,
there.
That's, oh. There we go. Here we go.
Apparently
you're up first, buddy.
Yeah, apparently he's unemployed, so try and cheer him up.
I know, free my job.
Yeah. What are you doing on Tuesday between 4 and 6? Because Booba.
Welcome to the EE.
Oh, Josh.
I'm sorry, but the person you've called.
Am I leaving a voicemail?
Please leave your message after
I'll leave
the tone.
Should I leave him a voicemail?
After you finish your message, just hang up.
What do you reckon?
Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Just be nice. Hey, mate, we were going to offer you a job, but you didn't answer. Bye.
Oh no, I mean that's brilliantly fun. But now
is that bad?
Yeah, because obviously he was in a bad place and now when he hears
shit,
if he thinks that, I'm wondering whether we should ring up again and I'll leave another voicemail, go look, we wasn't really gonna or not. Or okay, should we just move on?
I don't think we really cheered him up. I think I just automatically got disqualified from the challenge.
Yeah, you were out. Okay. Like, but I'm just worried that I don't want him to listen to that and then, like, he does something really bad. That'd be on you.
Of course, you know what I mean? Yeah,
so
yeah,
I just think I should just leave him a love song, a little beautiful love note.
That's really, really sweet. I'm totally into it.
You know, and then at least if he hears yours first and gets really sad and then hears mine, then at least, you know, I'll pick
Welcome to the EE voicemail. Sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Okay.
After you've finished your message, hang up.
I've got this.
Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Josh, how are you, mate? My name's Jason Mazza. Ignore the last voicemail. I hope you didn't just listen to that one and then do something really silly, because if you did do that, this is going to be really sad because you'll never hear this. And I just hope you've listened to both of them. And what I wanted to say is there isn't a job. No, there isn't. But what I wanted to say is you're probably a lovely man. And just, you know, be positive. I know you're unemployed at the minute, but, you know, look at Hugh. outside of this radio show, it's pretty boring for him. So listen, if he's all right, you can be all right. And just know that there's people here for you. Get Hugh on Twitter. Tell him, you know, you got the voicemail, you didn't appreciate it. And look, we're just sending you a lot of love, mate. And I'm sure you're a beautiful man.
Oh, that was so nice.
See, when he gets that, he's going to be made up, right?
How many compliments? I was just too lost in that. No, let's try him again. I want to leave a voicemail, too. I want to leave him a nice one. I think you're on the right tip here, Jace. I think you're on the right tip. I want to leave him a nice one, too.
I really hope he answers. It'd be the best thing in the world if he now answers. Come on, Josh.
Yeah, you didn't do many compliments though.
It was more like a life message.
Recovery from my mistake.
Your mistake, yeah.
What was his name?
His name's Josh.
Josh.
Yeah. And his mate Jack, you know, put us onto him.
Welcome to the EE voicemail. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone. After you've finished your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Hi, Josh. It's Hugh from FUBA. You're on the radio. Jason Mazza and your friend Jack wanted us to call you and give you compliments because they said that you might need some cheering up. And then I called up and pretended there was a job. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm really sorry. There was a job. But like I said, you didn't answer in time. You didn't answer, bro. And we want people to work here that are more proficient at answering their phone. I'm just kidding. I actually called to tell you that you've got a really shit voicemail and you should probably change it because it's just a lady saying weird things. I hope you feel heaps better, mate. Lots of love. All right? Joshy? Jason Mazza, do you want to say anything nice?
No, you completely ruined the mood now.
Just letting you know, Josh, your mate Jack loves you, and we just literally called for a bit of a laugh and to cheer you up. So chin up, fella. Lots of love.
P.S. Because you didn't answer, you ruined our show.
And there's that. Yeah, there is also that.
Thanks for the Andrew Saxon.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God. This has all gone really bad. What did we do?
Moving on quickly is what I suggest.
I can't breathe. I'm hyperventilating. Was that bad?
Let's just move on and never speak of this moment again.
Speak of what? KDB?
Boom.
I got this pain and I don't know what to do with it. I got this pain, but I just can't be through with it. I can't let just take the best of me. I can't let go, 'cause I don't know who else to be.
You be loving somebody new, yeah. Well, that's the word around town,
so
yeah. And I don't even know what I'm supposed to do now. Ooh. But you are holding me down,
okay.
'Cause I see the look in your eyes, baby, baby. I just speak a lot of the words lately,
okay.
Something's telling me that I should still be fighting for you.
Katie B with Craig David, and also teaming up with Major Lazer there. Who Am I on FUBAR? It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, Jason Mazza with you. And we've just been chatting about some of Sir Elton John, some of his names that he's checked into hotels over the years. Some pretty wild stuff. Pretty wild stuff indeed. Things like Sir Horace Pussy, Judas Fart, Marquis of Minge, which just doesn't make any sense at all. It just sounds like you would be going to a room of a Marquis of Minge.
Yeah, they're shocking. I've got no idea how he got away with that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you could use one, what would you want to use, do you reckon?
Well, I'm sticking with Donald Duck. That's
Donald
classic.
Duck.
Classic.
You don't want to go for something a little bit more Elton John, like Sir Binky Poodle clip?
Yeah, maybe he did it in the. We've thought he was French, but maybe he did it in a German accent.
It didn't German
yeah.
accent, yeah.
Sir Binky Poodle clip.
Sir Binky Poodle clip. We get your tweets in. We want to hear from you. What fake name you would use if you were going to check into a hotel under a fake name? You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. We have a Paula from Greenwich. She's tweeted us saying, "I would use Miss Nancy Twiddle Nips."
I like it.
I like it a lot.
It sort of almost implies what Nancy would be doing.
Yes.
Good work, girl.
Twiddling her nips.
Yeah. Well done for stating the obvious there, Hugh, but yeah.
So it couldn't be like, maybe you could do like David Doodle Flick? Could you just be there and you can just...
Yes.
You don't want to flick...
Not as good as Nancy's one, but yeah.
Well, twiddle nips.
Yeah.
Well, what about if you had Stephen Toe Sucky? Because you sucky toes. Nah. No,
it works. It's just really weird.
So yeah.
All done, Nancy. Anyway,
fair enough. Yeah, Nancy's a good one. I like that one. I would quite like to call up a hotel and see if we can try to check in under one of these. Now, do you reckon it happens a lot? Then would you have to say, you'd have to say, look, we've got a huge star staying here, it's going to be under a fake name? Or can you just call up, literally straight up to say, hey, I want to make a reservation, my name is Doodle Poople McGoogle, is that okay? And do you reckon they just question it, or do you reckon, I don't know?
I reckon they'll definitely go along with it until it comes to the card transaction, and then they're like, if we can have the name on the card, it's not that.
It's Bum Shavy McScoogleberry.
Maybe we should call up and say, listen, we're booking for a really huge star, it's got to be under a fake name, is that okay?
Yeah.
Should we try it?
Yeah, I really, really want to try that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's go to a song real quick and we'll come back and we'll do that. Here's some Drake. I'm going to call up. I'm looking forward to this. We've also got very, very good friend of yours, Jason, and amazingly talented actress, Louisa Litton. She's going to be joining us around about 15 minutes.
Yes,
kinda,
for
she's,
sure.
She's come back from the jump, so we cannot wait to talk to her about that as well. 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing, all rapping one thing, looking for revenge to do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips of the end, they bulletproof. -20, we in Pitfield at K's Kitchen in a Canada Goose. Famous as fuck, but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce. I'm just a sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me, nigga. I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me, nigga. We must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest? I expect you to aim for the head. I could've killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder, nigga. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's nothing personal, I would've done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know chubs like Draymond, you better hope not saying none. Them boys, they're a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. But fuck with all the word of mouth. Go to state running practice at my house, nigga. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge. All you boys in the new Toronto wanna be me a little. All your exes know I like my O's with a V in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping the shit to myself? You was never gang, 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 you was never one of us. Had us fooled for a minute there, now we done all grown up. But I'm better off anyway, y'all never gon' finish Drake. Say you see about it when you see me, man, y'all never home anyway. Thought of things that you should've said, said things that you shouldn't say. We even gave y'all the whole money play, y'all broke to this day. Oh, it's your time now, yeah, that's what everybody say. I used to wanna be on Rockefeller, then I turned into Jay. Now I got a house in LA, now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye's pool is nice, mine's just bigger, is what I'm saying. I'm that nigga's what I'm saying. Getting things done around here, how you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. 6-6-6-6-6. Soon as I'm back in the city, they throw a parade. I might get a key to the city and give it to Wayne, or give it to one of the young boys to carry the wave. Yeah. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing, looking for revenge. It's Drizzy Drake, summer 16 on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph, Jason Mazza with you. And we are just on fire with the brilliant ideas today. We are really on fire.
Well, we think they're brilliant. I don't know if the listeners agree.
Well, really, does that matter though? That doesn't matter for good radio, doesn't it? I thought good radio was just we're having fun and then it just, that's it. That's,
yeah,
all, that's
just,
as far
it's
as it extends.
It's all about us, and that's the most important thing.
I'm not selfish at all. I'm not. I really am. Anyway, we've just been chatting about fake names that people use, big stars use to check into hotels. Elton John's revealed some of his dirtiest, funny ones. There's some classics. There really is some, but there are also some weird ones, like Marquis of Minge.
Yes, very weird.
Judas Fart.
Yes.
Stuff like that. So he obviously likes to get a bit cheeky. So anyway, what we thought we'd do right now is we're going to call up a hotel, a random hotel, and we are going to be we're going to go at the same time in a conference call. We're going to try to book a massive star into the hotel under a fake name and just see how we go with it.
For sure, let's try and
quite excited. So I'll kick it off and then you're going to butt in with
her various demands.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
This is really, really good. So what do you want your name to be?
maybe it should be let's pretend we're booking for a female star.
Yeah.
So maybe we should make it a very male name, like Barry.
Yep, I like
old
that.
Oh, Bazza.
Bazza, yeah.
And then Barry.
Okay. I don't know. This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, hello. It's Hugh Joseph here from Fubar Touring. We just wanted to inquire about booking in a major touring artist. They are quite famous, so we just basically want to check that it's going to be a secure place for them to stay. Are you the right person that I'm talking to here?
Yeah, well, I'm the front office manager.
Okay, brilliant. All right. Do you have many celebrities and so forth stay there? Like, are you equipped with paparazzi? Can you keep things quiet?
I mean, yeah, we've never really had any issues of that.
Okay.
We're like an apartment hotel, so we don't really have, like, we're not a high-profile hotel.
Well, we have someone.
Hang on, one second.
I've just got my. You're actually on a conference call right now.
Listen.
Okay.
Just don't forget that she will need the M&Ms.
I know. I'm sure they can handle. I'm sure they can handle that. So we need somewhere low profile for them to stay. They're going to be in London for about 3 months, so we need it to be off the radar.
Yeah.
Well,
this is the best hotel for that. To be fair.
Well, that's actually what we were told. Hence why we wanted to get in touch with you. Sorry, my colleague here is just he's kind of.
Yeah. No. I mean, listen. Hi. Hi. Yeah. It's just so you know, she. I mean, look. She's quite a big deal, and we just don't, you know, obviously secrecy will be, you know, it's going to be very, very important, and she has quite a few requests that she made. Some have said she has a really funny thing about tea, so, you know, obviously payment's not actually a problem, of course, you know, whatever you need, but we need to make sure that there's tea, and it needs to be PG tips, and she has a really strange thing about red M&Ms. Is that possible?
I mean, yeah, we can do that, that's fine.
Fantastic. And as I say, I mean, she's, you will be very, very aware of who she is. She's, you know, she's a singer, and that's as much as I'd like to say on that. And I mean, she's British.
Okay.
So yeah.
Can I just ask, have you already made the booking?
No, we'd like to do that now. You know, we'd obviously want your.
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's on the phone to the.
We'd mouth. Obviously want your best suite. What have you got there?
We have one-bedroom apartments. We have two-bedroom apartments.
Do you have three?
No, we don't.
Ah.
Our biggest room is a two-bedroom. It can sleep five people, but with an extra bed.
Is she going to be okay with two and not three? And three is like she's got this thing. She's just put out a third. Shit. I'm sorry. She's got a thing for three.
Yeah, so, yeah. He's talking to a hotel right now.
So, I mean, two. How right big now. Is the room? Are they massive?
Oh, of course.
They're like proper apartment style rooms.
Yep.
I mean, we do have, yeah, our biggest is a two-bedroom apartment. Our two-bedroom standard has like a sofa bed in the lounge area.
Hey, guys, are you there? Can you hear me? Can you both hear me?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
we're on three lines here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, sorry. Look, I've just been told that we can look at making the booking, but we can't actually say at all who the person is.
Okay.
Is that going to be an issue if we book them under a different name altogether? We can pay on credit card. That's all fine.
I mean, you can do that. I mean, yeah. The only thing is, I mean, are you like? Is it going to be paid by the company?
It would be paid by the company. Yeah, that's fine. But we can't actually. They do use a recurring name, which is Lady Stinky Boob. So if it is going to be that, it will most likely be that. But if that doesn't actually. If that is going to make it too obvious for people to be able to come and find her, then we'll need to do something a little bit different, like Stinky Minky McClinky or something like that.
Really?
Is that going to be okay? Is that going to be an issue, like, paperwork-wise?
Well, she will need to provide a passport on check-in.
Ooh,
oh,
no.
Okay, that might be an issue. Right, because it actually does say Lady Stinky Boob on her passport, which is going to make it even trickier. When you're a citizen of the world, you know, of course. Pretty much what happens.
Well, we do need a passport on check-in, I'm afraid, and we'd also need like a guarantee card as well.
All right. What if they checked in under maybe used my passport, so it just said something normal like Flank Dickenberg?
No, it needs to be the guest passport. We need ID.
Damn, what about just Dick? Just Frank Dick.
Big really?
F Dick. Just a big old Dick. No Dick? Oh, I don't think she was into that one. Nah.
Listen, I think the thing is that
she hung up.
No, oh, she hung up. That's so sad.
Aw, that's really sad. It's having such a great time there, and I ruined it.
I was really enjoying that. Well, anyway, well, I would love to reveal that it was going to be Adele that was staying there, but she won't know that.
She won't. It's a real sound. Well, there's only one way we can cheer up this terrible situation. There's only one way we can do this for celebrating Shrove Tuesday. It's Pancake Day today.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm yet to have a pancake, but
Well, we're going to have one each. But even more excitingly than that, I think this is great. We've got our head of production here, Natalie King. She has never had a pancake before in her life, so we're going to have a Shrove Tuesday pancake challenge. Jace and I are going to make our very own special favourite type of pancake for Nat. She's going to be blindfolded, and she is going to choose which one is her favourite. Sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds great. And if history is anything to go by, in terms of a winning streak,
yep,
look no further.
Well, guess what, buddy? You weren't on dinner date, so you obviously can't cook. But I was, and I didn't get chosen by the girl, so I can't cook either.
So we're both in the same boat, brilliant.
We're both screwed. Actually, no, more than anyone else, Natalie's screwed.
Yeah, Nat's in trouble.
It's coming up next. Here's the latest one from Flume.
What I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I would give anything to change this fickle-minded heart that loves fake shiny things. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Ooh, I'll never be like you. I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay, 'cause I got it. Do I make you wanna stay? Hate sleeping on my own, missing the way you taste. Now I'm fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. Stop looking at me with those eyes, like I could disappear and you wouldn't care why. Now I'm fucked up and I'm missing you. My sins for you.
presents
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
Siri, please beatbox for me.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots.
Yo, go. How sick is that?
That's amazing.
Did you spit over it?
To sing boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots.
Siri.
Yeah, gonna get silly. Spitting over. A little bit of Siri. We're gonna make a beat out of this. We're actually gonna sample Siri.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
It's absolutely incredible.
Every Wednesday.
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, Jason Maz with you. And we are just about to start celebrating Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Tuesday, Pancake Day, of course. We're going to celebrate in the best way that we thought would be most fitting, which is by feeding pancakes to someone that has never experienced pancakes before in their life.
I mean, that is mental. That you've never had a pancake before.
I don't see why that's mental. Just never got round to it.
Never got round to
it's
it.
On the bucket list.
Well, it's about to be well and truly ticked off.
Okay. It really is. So we've got our boss, which is a little bit scary, I guess. Our boss is in the studio to have her first ever pancakes. And I guess first things first, we're just really, really glad that your first time was with us.
Thank you. There's no one I'd rather share this first time with.
We do really, really feel that. You're blindfolded. You can't even see where the mic is.
No, I can't actually.
There you go.
So the cake. Yeah, there it is.
There you go. So this is great. So what we're going to do, we're having a little bit of a challenge because we both want you to like our pancakes the best.
Okay. And as it's your first time, Hugh has promised to go very easy and very gentle.
Yeah. Take it slow.
Very, very easy.
Okay, just head by the microphone there.
It's all right. So you're completely blindfolded.
Yeah,
you cannot
see
anything at all. No. Jace, did you want to go first, Jace?
Yeah, am I going to prepare it? Yeah, let's do it.
I reckon just put all, because we've both gone through our kitchens, all gone to the shops,
and
we brought in a bunch of stuff to make our favourite pancakes.
I mean, I'll be honest, the effort level that I went to is off the chart.
Oh, okay.
Which you'll be able to see very
really good.
Shortly.
I won't be able to see.
Yeah,
oh,
this is great.
Right, yeah.
How exciting. How are you feeling?
Because I'm blindfolded and with you.
Yeah.
So I know how you're probably going to put like spiders or something in a pancake.
Spiders? Who would have spiders?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay,
I said no coriander, please.
Oh, can I just say straight off the bat that Jason, we will reveal at the end your
he's laughing. So
no, we're going to reveal at the end what we're putting on our pancakes, but you're not allowed to know at all.
Yeah, that's
no. I you keep that blindfold on, but Jason, yours is looking great.
They're cold. We're on a budget.
All right.
But I think you know there's two schools of thoughts, and there's sort of the sweet, and then there's the sour.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what you have with pancakes, isn't it? You can have gourmet.
Mine's very. Should I? Do you think I should wrap it?
I would. Yeah. Yours looks like a wrapping one. God, yours actually does look genuinely yum.
More like a crepe.
I like that one. Yeah.
So I think
I'd go more for a crepe.
Put it in your hand. Are you ready to? Yeah. There you go.
This is the first ever. First ever pancake.
Careful, yeah.
Okay. Am I doing it right?
I've put a lot of effort into that.
Okay.
Big white. There you go. Ooh, fun. Fun. What are you? We're trying to describe what you're tasting there.
Oh, is it more?
Is it ruffles?
No.
What is it?
What are you tasting there?
What's described the
scent? Crunchy. It's like honeycomb or something.
Ooh.
I think you should have
chocolate.
I think you should have one more bite.
Oh, okay. Pancake.
Oh, just pancake. Okay.
Come in and feel it.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, try a bit of that. That's worth a go for sure. Is this like the best? This is brilliant, right?
It's like licorice.
it's close. When do I reveal?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm going to do mine first.
Okay. So
that's actually quite nice.
Yeah, I went easy on you. I wanted to make it an enjoyable experience.
That's some sweets.
That was delicious. Mm. So I'm going to go a bit. Me and Jason. He said he was going to go the sweet. I'm going to go a bit more savoury, a bit more gourmet. Just to be a little bit more traditional, I am going to kick it off with a pretty traditional. I'll show that to camera. So that's pretty. There you go. That's yum.
Oh, it's a jar. If this is like pickled eggs or something, I'm
going to
scream.
How did she know?
Just Natalie, we are trying to win this competition.
Okay.
We don't want to lose. We want you to really, really enjoy this. So.
Okay.
That's what we're going for
first.
Okay. And what I think is really.
Mine's far more traditional.
Yeah, what I think is really.
Yeah.
All I'd say is, in terms of effort, he's really gone to a lot of trouble here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, really, really am.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's going to be really nice.
Am I going to be sick?
No. Okay. I want to. Hey, I was on dinner date.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest. You're looking now like a young Jamie Oliver right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Young.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go.
What does he make?
Do I wrap it as well? It's probably easier.
Yeah, for sure. You are.
Well, mine's more a bit. Mine's gone a bit sweet as well. So I think. Oh, that's yum! I got a bit on my finger.
That's delicious.
So here we go.
Ready? Oh, sorry.
This is pancake.
And then
you've
got to pick a winner. You've got to pick your favourite one.
I know this is going to be disgusting.
No.
No.
No. Mine's a gourmet one. That's all. Big bite.
Oh no.
Big bite.
What am I about to eat?
Nah, big bite. Describe it. What is it?
It's horrible. What is it? Mustard.
Okay, you just
What does it taste like? Describe it.
It tastes like some sort of condiment. You know how much I don't like. Is it mayonnaise or mustard or something like that?
I think it's probably all of them.
There's
probably most of them in there.
I knew this would happen. What?
So who did you? Which one did you prefer?
Oh, well, obviously yours. Of course not. It's Jason. Jason's the winner. And that's even that's a first pancake. It's quite nice actually.
It's really weird.
You've ruined it. I don't want to eat anymore now.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I have a look now?
Balance. Life's all about balance.
So shall we
one
reveal
good one, one bad one?
Should we?
What the?
Okay.
Mint sauce in it.
I'll go first. Yeah. So mine one was mint sauce, chili powder, tomato puree, tartare sauce, and strawberry jam for a little bit of sweetener.
I've got your sauce all over my.
Oh. That happens a lot, doesn't it, Hugh? When ladies are around you, sauce goes
sauce
everywhere.
Sauce on hands. That's nice though.
Yeah.
You have popcorn in as well.
Yeah, I did some popcorn.
That's lovely,
some
actually.
Mini eggs and some strawberry. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Brilliant.
Yes, I really want to just put your face in this.
Don't do that. That's a horrible thing. And plus,
what's
I don't,
that green stuff?
I don't want to go anywhere near that stupid thing.
Oh, I've got sticky hands.
Mint sauce. Oh, so, Jace, you won that one?
Yes, I
absolutely.
Did. The winning run continues.
Good. Yeah. I'm really, really...
It's not like I'm at all competitive.
Oh, Christ, the whole jam jar in there.
Really, really happy to let you have that one. we're not too far away from getting Pete from Pimlico for rap about anything.
And Louisa should be joining shortly. Is that happening? I'm sure it's happening very soon.
It's all on Fubar.
You're the master of disguise in your old blue jeans. You give me truth, you give me lies. You're a mystery, but it's exactly what I like. What I like. I can't pin you down. You're like catching open air. You make me laugh out loud. Lying in your underwear on your leather couch. I just wanna keep you there. Keep you there. All the voices in my head are pushing me right to the edge. If this is real. If this is real love.
That's Real Love with by Flory on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, and we've got the main man, Jason Mazza, filling in for Doc Brown. Hey, I just realised then we were just feeding pancakes to the boss, Natalie King, first time ever. Mine was pretty disgusting. Mint sauce, tomato puree.
Yeah, you got her your sauce all over her.
I really did. That was probably a pretty dangerous thing to do. Was it? She might have just turned around and gone, hey, that was so funny. What a shame that was your last show.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't be as bad for me because I'm only here anyway for like, you know, a couple more weeks, so...
Oh, so you don't care about me? Oh.
I'll be honest.
Oh, right. Well, that's where we're at, are we? Oh.
I mean, I'm speechless just because I know deep down that Doc, when he comes back, has got this. So I'm joking. Oh, without you, he's nothing. No. He's already said that.
It's true. No, yeah. It is true. But he said that for a long time. I think most of his career has been pretty much one way or another been because of me.
Yeah, I think he said if he ever gets to the stage where he's constantly picking up awards, that the first thing he will say is, without Hugh, I'm nothing and I wouldn't be here without him. So
yeah, I'd like to thank the guy upstairs looking after me, always there, you know, we're always hearing me when I need. Always looks out over my world, my family. Not God, no, Hugh.
Yeah.
I want to thank Hugh. Yeah. It's true. It's just what happens. Hey, well, I have been looking after you because I organised Annabelle Knight to join us to give you some relationship coaching.
Yes.
So you're in fighting fit form. Annabelle Knight, of course, she... she's like the relationship coach for Celebrity Big Brother. She's a sex and relationships guru for ITV. She's amazing. No one better. But what we thought we might do right now before I legalise it is we want to know when you're single, because both of us are technically single.
Yes.
And it is coming up to Valentine's Day. This Sunday? Is it this Sunday, I do believe? The
14th? Don't care. No idea.
No one even knows.
Not even paying any attention to that date.
So what we might thought we might do right now, and you can tweet us as well, at FUBAR Radio, or email hd@fubarradio.com. We want to know, when you're single, what romantic things or stuff to do with Valentine's Day like that do you want banned?
All Instagram posts.
Really?
For a start, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, oh my God, look at my boyfriend. He's amazing. He got me this.
Yeah, I know.
Or there's going to be proposals. You know that's happening.
Yeah.
So Facebook, ban all Facebook posts.
Is it too cliche to propose to someone on Valentine's Day?
I'll be honest. For me, never do it on Valentine's. Because you want your woman to feel special.
Yeah.
That when you announce it to the world, which is what everyone does now, that has to be her day. So I think going out on Valentine's Day is a no-no for me. But yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, look, guys, if you've got it planned... keep going. Don't change it now.
Yeah.
You're a week away. But yeah, for me, I wouldn't do it on that day.
I'll tell you what, as a single person, what I'd like banned, I wouldn't mind a romantic things banned. I wouldn't mind all the paraphernalia and all of the gifts and all the little bits and bobs, like not in every single shop. Like say, you know, maybe just have it to some certain... Say you want to go to Tesco's and you know that there's 3 Tesco's within a few mile radius of your house and they say, okay... one of these Tesco's specifically is going to have all the Valentine's Day shit and the other ones won't, so you can go there in peace as a single person and just do all your shopping and not feel like a piece of shit because you got no one to buy a little bear with a love heart and a little thing and a chocolate thing and they go into each other and then they love and then you have babies and you marry and you die. That's what shopping's like for me, Jace.
I am so moved and worried about you.
I want that band. I want a band.
You want that band, yeah. So basically all Tesco's not to do Valentine's gifts.
Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, because it's not all about you. unfortunately, the whole really? Valentine's Day is not just about you.
Really?
And also, you know, for the people that do, I mean, for the really bad fellas that haven't got shit planned.
Of course.
And they're like, oh my God, it's tomorrow. Then, you know, they're handy. Although I did have a friend who did it a week early. He did it this weekend, just gone.
Really?
And then his missus was really sweet and was like, oh my God, it's a week early, but he's amazing. Yeah. So he
didn't know.
No, he thought it was he thought was Valentine's Day. So he thought the 7th.
Bless his cotton socks.
Yeah, and he went all out, flowers, balloons, and he was like, babe, happy Valentine's Day. And she's like, it's a week early.
Yeah.
But still loved it. See? Yep. And actually, that's.
I want that band.
I want that type of
other
stuff,
people's
though.
Relationship happiness. I want it banned.
Yeah, there could be all no right? love in the world.
No, not until I'm in love. What else? What other things do you reckon you want banned as a single man? romantic things.
I mean, look, I'm going to offer up suggestions. These are not what I feel and what I believe, because I'm, you know, as you can tell, as Annabelle could tell, I'm a romantic at heart, obviously.
Yeah.
So you know, but I'm thinking, you know, the colour red for someone like you, Hugh, getting rid of red and pink would be a good start for you.
Have you ever thought about running for, you know, like local council?
Because you'd
something?
Vote for me.
I would
I
vote
that.
For you yeah. all day.
Flowers, you know, just for Valentine's, get rid of those, or roses, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these things that sort of ram it down your throat.
Yeah.
But then I think, Hugh, why don't you just see the day as like a as a sort of almost a form of inspiration.
Oh, I like that.
You know, so you go, oh, it's really sad that I haven't got a lazy to share this with. But go, you know what, it's inspired me that I'm feeling the love, and now I will, you know, change things, and because you do need to change things here quite evidently. And I think, you know, just use it as a springboard for love.
Right. I took that the wrong way. I thought you were saying take this as an opportunity to ban more things.
No.
That's where my mind went. I was like, because I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind banning holding hands. You know, I don't want to see people holding hands all the time. Maybe you're only allowed to hold hands if you're with, like, you know, a family member. If it's like a parent holding hands with the child, or like child holding hands with the grandparent or the uncles and aunties. Otherwise, banned.
Banned it, yeah.
Ban it.
You'd be a really bad guest on Room 101, you know, the Paul Merton show. Because you'd be there forever as well. I've got so many things I want to get rid of.
Skeletons, mate, they run deep. Skeletons. Why not, instead of love hearts, have skeletons. You know, something we can all relate to. You know? We can't all relate to being in love right now. We can't. Because not all of us are. But we've all got a lot of skeletons. Don't we? No? Oh, shit.
What I'm pleased about, though, Hugh, is that you're using this as a way to sort of let it all out.
Yeah.
And for the listener, it's sort of educational as well as entertaining.
And borderline frightening.
Yeah.
Borderline frightening. Yeah. All right. Well, as we always do, let's take this as a really, really good opportunity to stop weeding people out and go to you. We want to hear from you. Tweet at Fubar Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com and let us know. We want to know what romantic things, as a single person, what romantic things do you want banned? For legalizing.
Oh, hell no!
Yeah, I like this. This is good. As a single person, I think a lot of people do come to Valentine's Day. It's probably one of the worst days of the year, really, where they start feeling... Because you do. In all fairness, you do. When you see people, like, you get a bit nostalgic and you think, oh, gosh, I remember that time when I was in a relationship and I went out and I had the fish souffle or some shit, and then we made love by the river Seine. And, you know, it was great. And, you know.
Is this a true story?
You know, we all reminisce about those times, Jess.
Yeah, we all by do. The river. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, Valentine's Day just makes you feel a little bit upset. A little bit upset. Do you get a bit sad? You don't, do you? Your chin's always up. I hate you.
See, that's your problem. You need more love.
I know, I do. I know, it's hard to find it. And we're having a lot of tweets. It's actually the Twitter coming up on your thing.
Does it come up?
Come up on this.
Oh my god!
Sorry,
so
we're getting our iPad and our computer screens all working at the same time, so we can. So we want to know. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio, email hdfubarradio.com. And we've had Lauren. She has tweeted us saying, "When I'm single and it's Valentine's Day," she's coming out the gate strong. I want happiness banned. I think I found my soulmate.
I think that's your that's your life partner right there.
I'm with it. Like, people might read that and go, "Wow, that's a bit much." And she's obviously just having a laugh.
Happiness banned.
Full stop. Look, cut out the middleman or middle woman.
Can we tweet her back and find out? Is it just for that day? Because she says, "I want happiness banned."
Yeah, I know. It is a little bit. It's a little bit evil, isn't it?
Death. Yeah. All right, God. Easy. It's a family show. Well, it's not, but you know.
No, you can't say cock and balls on a family show, can you? Sorry.
Just being told off now by our producer.
Yeah, apparently we can't say cock and or balls ever again. All right, just being told. All right, producer, that's fine. We've had more bands coming in. What do you want banned? Oh, hang on, sorry. Lauren, she wants happiness banned. Lauren, this is about you. happiness is being banned. Absolutely being banned. We've had Philippa from Essex. She has tweeted us saying, I'd ban couples that can't do anything without each other. It's a good one. That is a good one. That is a good one. Because they affect friendships, you know? Hey, guys, let's go and have some guy time. You know, let's go to the sauna that has the darts and the bar in it. And you want to go just with the lads to the sauna bar dart room. But then he's like,
is this
yeah,
an Australian
he's going to bring my girlfriend. And you're like, oh, God, now you're bringing a girl into the sauna bar darts room.
This is an Australian thing, isn't it? Because I don't know where there's a sauna bar darts room thing.
I don't either, but I'd like to know. Tweet
no,
us.
No, but that is a thing, though, isn't it? You know, like the classic case of you've got friends and they're like, oh, I'm starting to date this girl. And then it's 3 years later and you've seen them once.
Exactly. I know.
Sad times.
Yeah, well, what about if you end up being better friends with the girl and then you stop hanging out with your mate? Does that happen?
Hold on, I'm confused. You've lost me.
If you're like, your friend gets into, say your mate gets a girlfriend.
Yes.
And then while you're hanging out with them, you end up becoming friends with her.
And then, and no longer friends with your yeah. friend. And then you, then what happens?
That'd be awkward. It gets really awkward, I think. That's what happens.
Is this is another true story, isn't it?
It's another true story.
Now I'm just trying to work out which one you are in that scenario. Are you the guy that's friends with the guy that then becomes friends with the girl? Or are you the guy that was dating the girl that his friend came along and then, which one?
I was the girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you were.
We've had Luke from Harrow. He has he's tweeted in saying, I'd like to ban my parents around that time period so I don't have to hear them raving on about my biological clock and marriage. Yep. That's another one. See, this is another thing on Valentine's Day too, when you are single and people like try to give you advice. Do you know what I mean? Like people like you might be around, you're at a party or something like that, or even, you know, people, you're out in a bar or something like that. And people are like, oh, you don't have a Valentine's Day. You don't have a Valentine's. Oh, poor you. Maybe it's because you've got such a big forehead, Hugh, or something like that. You know, people say things like that. And I'm like, ow, hurts. My forehead hurts because I bump it on lots of stuff because it's so big. But it hurts my feelings too.
Yeah, does that happen? Have you had that? Not about your forehead. That happens a lot to you.
Yeah.
So we know that. That's a given.
That's a given. It's a given.
No, people giving you advice.
Yeah.
About you're single, this is what you should do.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is like, I don't know how you, what you're like on the, like, Tinder or any of those things, but I just, man, that's just, none of that's ever worked for me. Ever worked. So it's like, well, I don't know. Like, you know, when you're like, you know, in a single environment and you're like, apart from like, you know, you want to go to a bar or something like that, and then you, how do you go if you were at a bar just going up? Let me. Obviously, you couldn't hit on Margot Robbie, you know. You saw her out. You couldn't just walk up to her and start chatting up her.
Well,
and
I could.
She should
I
be
didn't.
Easy. Yeah. She should be much easier than just like, you know, some local pretty girl at your local bar. Surely Margot Robbie.
No, but Margot Robbie, there was like an end game plan. Like, as I said, you know, there was like a 2 years down the line. Different plays, a different time, it's going to be different scenario.
Yeah.
So that was a calculated thought process.
Right.
Otherwise, of course, I wouldn't have gone up.
How do you go genuinely, though, when you are, if you are in a bar or something like that, do you feel comfortable just going up and, hey, what's going on? Doing another spritzer or something? I'm getting one. Do you want one too? Don't do that.
No, not like that. No. In my head, it plays out like I'm Bond.
Right.
And in reality, I'm sure it's a car crash.
Right.
Hence why we had Annabelle on earlier. So.
Yeah. Did you want to do it in practice? Maybe I'll be a girl at a bar, and do you want to try and chat me up?
I'd be too nervous.
You probably would
around
be.
You, Hugh, because you as you've said, you're.
Do you guys smell something? Oh, I think it's that guy over there. Is that Jason Mazza? Oh my God, I loved him in Hooligans.
See, that would never happen because, unfortunately, a lot of females tend not to watch some of the films that I've been in. So,
what a shame. All right, we'll get your tweets in. We want to know, been a couple of single lads here. We want to know what romantic things you want banned around this Valentine's Day period. You can tweet us at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com, and we'll get all your stories up soon. We've got Louisa Litton. We're very excited about this. She's just come back from the jump, so we've got a lot of questions. I do believe she's outside right now, just about to come in, so she's going to be joining us up next. We're up to some PE. I'm Fubar. Tuesday Roundup. Check it out.
set put me in the red. Got me thinking about a trigger to the lead. No, no, my educated mind say suckers gonna pay anyway. There's gonna be a day, cause the truth they roll in. I posse up home from the ground, ready to go. Throw another round, sick of the ride. It's suicide for the other side of town. When I find a way to shut them down, I shut them down.
Respect check, one hit the deck, let the man of the hour commit the soul power. For once I got to say, shut him down on a regular, cause a mass hysteria in your area. Kicking it for my man Chuck D, Del P.E. on the remix, hun hold the flick, so check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut him down.
Who count the money in the neighborhood, but we spending money to no end. Looking for a friend in a war to the core. Ripping up the poor in the stores until they get a brother kicking down doors. Then I figure I can get bigger. Look them dead in the eye and they wince. The fence is pressurized. They don't really want it to be another racial attack in disguise. So give some money back. Yeah. I like Nike, but wait a minute. The neighborhood supports, so put some money in it. A corporation zone, they gotta give up the dough to my town or else we gotta shut them down. I shut them down.
Shut them down.
I shut them down.
Shut them down.
I shut them down.
Shut them down.
I shut them down.
Shut them down.
I shut them down.
Shut them down.
I shut them down. Shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
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 Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
Public Enemy, Shut Him Down, of course. The legendary Pete Rock remix on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you. And we've got the legend Jason Mazza filling in for Doc Brown. Jace, we're very, very lucky now to have a friend, a colleague. She's amazing. She's gorgeous. She's a wonderful actress. Louisa Litton is joining us in the studio right now. All the
Hi
way
guys.
Just got off a plane or something this morning. Do you still look rugged up?
Oh, yeah, I literally just landed, dropped off my three cases because I don't travel light, and made my way here.
You're absolute superstar. Where have you actually just come from?
I came from Innsbruck in Austria from the jump. That everyone's speaking about.
Yeah, I said it. I tried to make it sound really cool, like you'd flown in just to see us, but that's not strictly true.
No,
but
I got kicked out first week. That's why I'm back.
You are sporting a quite a nice looking cast there. A red cast. Is that a Valentine's Day cast?
No, it's definitely not. It's for Arsenal. I fractured my
hand.
Okay,
it was a get out. We know this is a West Ham only zone.
Sorry. I fractured my hand week one, but I still managed to get through the first live show, so I'm a hero.
Crazy.
Yeah, like, I mean, I watched the first episode, obviously, and honestly, I sat there thinking that this is the first show on television that is genuinely trying to kill the contestants. Like the what's the name of the first thing to do week one? The
skeleton.
Yeah, like that is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, the first few times I did it, I really enjoyed it. Like, when are you ever going to go that fast headfirst down an ice slope?
Yeah.
But why would you want to? No, joking.
It was fun. By the third time, I think I started to realise exactly what I was doing and then started to panic.
Was it much trepidation? Because Jason and I were talking about it at the start of the show, like, because I've snowboarded a handful of times and I'm confident enough to just hoon down the hill, go side to side, but not even go off a jump or do anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, are you very an experienced skier
or
a snowboarder?
No, I've never ever put skis on my feet
thing,
before.
Like, there was no, like, trepidation of kind of knowing that you are going to get thrown off something pretty scary. How are you, like, but I just infinitely impressed at how brave you are for doing it.
Well, the thing is, I honestly thought that, you know, there'll be a lot of non-skiers going there learning how to ski, but what happened was it's a mixture. It's a TV show, so you had a lot of non-skiers and then professional skiers, guys that have been skiing, you know, on a few holidays. I was obviously one of the non-skiers, so not only was I learning how to ski, also how to jump, how to do the skeleton. Like, it was, there was a lot going on, but, you know, it was amazing. I'm never ever going to get that experience again. So
what, like, there must have been like many scary things, but what was the most terrifying? Was it the skeleton, or was it just literally being around all of the, what was the?
No, in all honesty, it was the actual jump. So we went to do our first day of jump training and I sat at the top, and obviously you can't see the landing, so it's the fear of the unknown, isn't it? So I managed to do it once, but fell. I landed And then I started going backwards. No one told me how to stop going backwards. Oh. So I went, this is how I injured myself. I went backwards and then went into a barrier and whacked my back. And they actually thought that I'd broken my back, but I hadn't. And then the following day, I had another accident. And that's when they literally airlifted me off the mountain. I mean, I am dramatic. And they took me into the hospital. They x-rayed my back. They also then x-rayed my hand. And that's when they realised it was fractured. So
I don't know about you, Hugh, dog. But I'm can't wait to sign up for next year.
I know. Oh, look, I just it's been a lot of talk about it this year as well because it's season four. Is this season three now?
Three.
Is it third season?
It's the third.
On Channel 4, of course. So and it just seems like people are getting a little bit more hurt each time. Like this one, there's been a lot of talk that they. I don't know, like, are people getting too hurt? Or because it seems like everyone's kind of come out of there with some pretty...
Is there anyone in the show who's not been injured?
Like,
not really.
Next question. I'm not sure. I think the thing is, like, with any TV show, they want to make it bigger and better every year. That's naturally what happens. And I think that we were all pushing ourselves, so it's a good thing for us.
it's definitely a life experience, to say the least.
Yeah, it is.
And there was a lot of cool people on the show. Did everyone get along? Was it that must have been fun? That must have been a real fun part of it all being away.
Yeah, the thing that I loved, like we were all living in a house together, in a castle, in fact. So you know, every night we'd all get back and we was all having dinner
around
the fire.
Castle?
It was amazing. Yeah, you know, it was a real good experience, and we genuinely all got on really well. I know everyone always says that, but we did. So. And we all looked out for each other because it was pretty scary stuff that we were doing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is nice as well. I guess if you were all at the end of it going back to your separate hotels and licking your wounds, like it's a bit nicer to be like you're away on an adventure together.
Yeah, because no one at home understands what's going on.
No.
So I could call home and explain it, but people would be terrified. So it was nice that we all had each other to kind of say, is that what we were doing today?
Oh, man.
And what about the actual just skiing? Like, have you mastered that?
Well, what's funny is my friends came out for my birthday and they were like, come and then let's go skiing, and we went up onto a blue run and I freaked out, so I can't do it. They said, you've been here for 2 weeks practicing with like world champions. But I just think because I injured myself, it really knocked my confidence. I definitely would go back and go skiing, but this time around I was just happy to go home.
Yeah
I do think skiing is one of those things where I've only been a few times, but it's completely like a confidence thing. Like if
definitely.
You just go, you know what, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
Then you're all right.
And I was. For the first few days, I was loving it. And then after the accident, that's when it slowly started to, knock my confidence, really.
What was like, did you do anything like, you know, oh, I just accidentally did a backflip in a 360? Or did you do anything really cool that you were really super proud of?
On one of the air jumps, I actually started to go backwards. So I managed to spin myself in the air. And as I landed, one of the guys come over and said, you actually did it was called like a lazy boy or something in the air.
Sick.
And you were like, yeah, I meant to do that.
I was like, amazing. If I do that on the live show, that'll look great. On the live show, I did the split, so it all went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the training you're getting for the actual jump, I mean, not much time, I'm assuming, like, or...
No, I mean, we are with, like, the best trainers in the country. Yeah. Honestly, they were amazing. But just for a non-skier, it's obviously really hard to kind of... You're splitting each day between... the skeleton, the jump, there's so much to take in that I think it was a bit overwhelming for some of us. But, you know, I still learned, I still did things that I'll never be able to do again.
Did you feel safe? Because as we said, a lot of people have been getting hurt, and there's been a lot of talk in the media over the last 3 days or so.
Yeah.
And they're questioning, you know, how did you feel genuinely when you were there?
I felt like I was in safe hands.
Good,
you know,
good, good, good.
I loved the trainers, and I was never pushed to do anything I didn't want to do.
Excellent.
And that's the thing that people need to realise, you know, we are saying yes to this TV show, and we are saying yes to doing the jump. It's not like we're being forced into situations. So, you know, we're happy to do it. It's just a shame that we're all falling over.
Because that kind of would be great TV, don't you think? Someone up there crying and screaming, no, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. Just like slowly pushing your skis towards the edge. Down you go.
I saw Raj last week, and he was willing to crowd on. He was like, up the support.
He loves it. He said, I need an audience. I can't do this without an audience.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Him and Mark Francis were probably my faves.
Yeah, he's always good entertainment.
At the moment that camera goes on,
he just like,
oh, he's brilliant. He's so good at what he does, though. Yeah. You know,
and like,
brilliant.
He was genuinely disappointed that his jump wasn't as high. Is he wanted? I mean, and I think also as well, like, he looks incredible. I just love him. He's like, he's great. Good entertainment.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah. It's a shame that he's gone, really. I wonder if they'll bring him back.
Well, I was interested in this because most ski trips, and like I said, I haven't been on many myself, and you're saying, Jace, you've been on a few, but there's generally always someone, at least one person on each ski trip, that will end up sitting on their ass so much they just go to the pub. Was there anyone that was like just wanted to do that? Going, yeah, this is great.
We all really wanted to just do that.
Yeah.
But no, we were not allowed. We were up at 6 a.m. every day as well, so there wasn't much partying going on.
Oh no, that's the whole point of going to the snow. To get weird.
I think
wake
that's
up
a lie.
Somewhere.
I think that's the biggest lie. I think they're all absolutely out drinking
Jason
all the time.
100%.
And that's why there's so many injuries going on. Yeah. Stop the training. It's all because they're just on it all the time.
Yeah.
I think by the final, I think everyone will deserve a drink. So
yeah, 100%.
Which I'll be going back for, so I'll join in.
Are you all
going
to go back?
Yeah, we're all going back for the final.
Will you
just to cheer them all on?
Will you do any skiing at all?
No, there won't be any skiing involved. That's the thing. Like, I stayed out there because I was then the reserve. The moment you're out of the competition, you're the next reserve, and I should have been training all week, but because of my injury, I wasn't able to, which was a shame, really. Mm. So just watched everyone else.
Oh no!
Good luck, guys. You did really well. Yeah, great. Yeah. So. What's next, Louisa? Do we know? Do you know what's coming up, happening?
I need to unpack to begin with. But I think I'm probably going to head back to LA for pilot season, as I'm basically based there now. And then, yeah, see what happens.
So it's hard, isn't it, at the top? You know, LA, living in a castle, it's the dream.
It's the dream.
Well, we have just been chatting about Elton John and some of the fake names he's used to check into hotels.
Okay.
Over the years, things like Marquis of Minge.
Lovely.
Judas Fart. if you could do a fake name, have you ever used a fake name to
no,
go?
No, I've never needed
no,
to.
No, EastEnders stars or something like that. A fan chasing you down the street.
No, not yet.
If you were going to use a fake name, what would you use?
What would I use, Jason?
Well, I went with Elton John is obviously just having a laugh with those, so I just went with the very standard Ben Smith, so I wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah. Doc Brown. It's going to go as Doc Brown.
Yeah, Doc Brown. Yeah, who's normally the host on this radio show.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Louisa, thank you so much for joining. We're glad you're okay. Everybody has been very, very curious to see how you are.
But yeah, I'm safe.
Literally heard from the horse's mouth that it's all okay. It's all, no one's getting pushed down hills and slopes and stuff, which is a little bit disappointing, but that's all right. I mean, safety's got to come first, right?
Safety first,
right? We love you. Thank you so much for your
time. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you home as well. Anything else that we can plug for you while you're here?
Not yet.
All right. How about we plug Rap About Anything?
Yes, let's do that.
Coolio Bambaataa, he's going to join us up next. I believe he's going to be rapping about Pancake Day, Shrove Tuesday. Louisa, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Louisa.
Yom Fubar.
Lying on the bathroom floor. In my mind, all my tears are out the door. Times have changed, but I'll be fine.
That's Lion Babe. Where do you go on FUBAR? So Tuesday Roundup, Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Jason Mazar filling in for Doc Brown, and it is literally, we've got like 3 or 4 minutes left of the show. We have to get Coolio Bambaataa on, Jace. We just have to.
For sure. Let's do it. Let's see what magic he's got for us.
Coolio?
Yes, Bugs, how you doing? Yeah, what's going on? This is a very special day, very special day.
Why? Tell us, why is it so special?
It's Pancake Day, isn't it, Blood?
Oh, it is very special.
So probably one of the most special days of the year, right?
It's that and Christmas, isn't it, Blood? I mean, that's
it's that and Christmas, yeah. It's Pancake Day and Christmas, for sure.
Double time, double bubble.
All right, cool. Here's your intro.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown!
Doc Brown.
I can spit about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yeah.
We've got our favourite friend of the show, Pete from Pimlico. He's going to be filling in for Doc Brown's Rap About Anything. But Pete from Pimlico, we don't know where he's right now, so we got Coolio Bambaataa. All right.
Yeah, Coolio Bambaataa here. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You feeling good? Do you need to do like any prep, stretches, vocal exercises?
No, man, I can just spitting on the mic. I was born spitting on the mic, you know what I mean, brother? It's just like, you know.
As he came out the womb.
What backing track has he got for me today?
We got Into Club, because we just figured you probably were Into Club right now.
No, I'm not, but I'm in my front parlour.
All right, here we go. This is instrumental 50 Cent of In Da Front Parlour, Coolio Bambaataa. Whenever you're ready, friend.
Yeah, man. That's right, Coolio Bambaataa in his front parlour. Yeah, yeah, it's Pancake Day, innit? Pancake Day, Pancake Day, it's Pancake Day. Yeah, let's go the pancake way. Let's get some eggs, fat, sugar and stuff and make it in a pancake way. Cause it's Pancake Day, Pancake Day. Why do we make pancakes? Don't ask me, fool, I've no fucking idea. But who cares? Just get them down your gullet. Like the Dutch pancakes are, ruled gullet. They're like hot crepes. So take along a step the pancake way. It's Pancake Day, it's Pancake Day. Let's go to Pancake Way, it's Pancake Day. Chocolate, cream, strawberries, bananas. You can even fill your pancake with sultanas, 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 yeah. It's Pancake Day, Pancake Day, the Pancake Way, and so on and so forth.
I love the I love the hook.
Sorry,
the hook was really strong.
What day is it?
Pancake. Pancake Day.
Was there a little bit of freestyling at the end there as well? I really felt like there was.
It was all freestyle, bud.
Oh, was it?
This is just come from the stars, blood. There's no piece of paper here, blood.
Oh, Pete from Pimlico, straight off the top of the dome. Pancake Day, mate, you're such a ledge. We really appreciate
it. I'm celebrating, blood. I want to make a pancake, but I don't know how, blood. Have you done the recipes? Can I listen again? Have you got recipes?
Probably not recipes that you'd want to follow.
Not that you want. We just
honest.
Fed one to our boss that we had like mint sauce and tomato puree and stuff like that. So
I'll just chuck some eggs and butter in a pan and see what happens, blood, innit?
Do it.
And flour, innit?
Hey, Coolio, thanks so much, mate. We'll catch you next week. Hopefully, you're back again for Rap About Anything, mate. We love you to death. Thanks, buddy.
Peace in Pimlico, blood.
Peace in Pimlico. That's it, Jace. We're just about out of time. Massive shout out to all our guests, Annabelle Knight, Louisa Litton, who's still in the studio just hiding. She's just hiding. See? There you go, laughing. We've got to get out of here, mate. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Yes, I will.
You will?
Apparently.
Haven't been scared off?
Yeah, apparently I'll be back next Tuesday.
Good. All right, don't go anywhere. Got Hardesty Needle up next on FUBAR.